This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday, 7 minutes past the hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria. Say hi over there, Kara, because there's three women. We want to make sure we got all these voices down pat. There's Kara. There's Victoria laughing over there. And ladies, this is kind of a little, I mean, I hate to go all romper room, but we've kind of got to look at the calendar because we are less than a week away from Halloween. We are 2 weeks away for today from Election Day when everybody gets to cast the vote, unless you're doing early voting, which has started in most areas. How do we combine those two things? Well, obviously, this election cycle has been really scary, right?
Yes.
To say the least.
Yep.
Well, it turns out that Donald Trump masks, if you're looking for those last-minute costumes, they are selling actually 2-1, and in some areas, 40-1 over Hillary Clinton masks. Now, is that any indication? Is this just a funny costume? That's a really probably a big question here. Do you guys know anybody who are dressing up as the candidates for Halloween?
Look, I know someone who was Hillary Clinton last year as a joke, and it was the most terrifying thing that I have ever seen. It was a guy wearing a mask, and I can't remember what that movie was that came out a while ago where it's like the guys are bank robbers and they wear like presidential candidate, like they wear masks of the presidents.
Oh yeah,
and
didn't they wear Obama masks or something?
I think it was before Obama.
Was it?
So I'm not sure, but I feel like someone had a Nixon mask or something like that. But either way, it was terrifying because it's this big, like, plasticky mask that goes over your whole head, and when you turn around and someone is standing right behind you wearing that, it's, oh my god, it's really scary. So be prepared.
Be prepared. That's sort of as bad as the creepy clown, I think.
Yeah.
The full face masks. Look, I totally support it. You want to go as Donald Trump, you want to go as Hillary Clinton, it's all in good fun. But what totally disturbs me, no matter who you're going as, those big full face cover plastic masks, it's something about not knowing what's lurking behind it, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the whole, like the one that slips over your whole head like a hood.
Well, yeah, that's why it's so creepy, because you didn't know who it was.
It's just weird. Okay. And all you can see are the eyeballs, and I don't know. And then I start to freak out. Like, I can't do it, because I start to feel like I just can't get enough air through the little nose holes. When I was a kid, it was, and I used to, I was like a nightmare. I would never let my mom just buy these. Like, we had to do more. But remember they would sell, like, those apron smocks with, like, the mask that attached, like, with the elastic wire behind the back of your head? Do you guys remember those, or are you too young?
No,
So the Halloween market now with all the costumes that they sell, like in the sacks or on the hangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is all relatively new. When I was a child of the 80s, and if you remember this, tweet me at Jennifer Horn or at DJ V Show. They would hang them in like a Rite Aid or a Kmart. That was the big location for us. And they were like, for instance, a Care Bear. Okay. If you wanted to be a Care Bear, it would be kind of like this plastic smock apron that you would wrap over yourself. And then there was a plastic mask that had like the elastic band that just went around your head with the Care Bear head on it. And those were the term ghetto Halloween costumes for when I was a child. I need to find a picture of those.
They probably still make something like that, right?
I have not in many years seen those at all. I mean, we've so upgraded. Like, even if you go to, like, the cheapest, like, if you go to the dollar store, the costumes at the dollar store look a lot better than those smocky mask costumes did. call us if you remember what I'm talking about. 888-302-DOUG, because it is, those were horrifying. And my poor mom would be like, can't you just be the Care Bear? I'd be like, no, Mom, we need to make a costume, because they were so horrible. Even at, 4 years old, I recognized that these things were horrible. And the nose holes and the eye holes, sometimes they wouldn't get punched out completely, so you...
Oh. So you can't breathe.
It's amazing children of the 80s did not just die because they're... Oh, we've gone so overboard in keeping our kids safe. Also, in the Halloween department, Vogue, land of people who don't eat, apparently. Yeah. Vogue has recommended that you substitute Halloween candy with beets. Like real beets.
Not super beets. Real beets.
Like the real beet
vegetable.
Yeah, so what's the story here, Victoria? They say you can make your own healthy Halloween candy. I mean, hello, Vogue. Have you ever eaten a Reese's peanut butter cup? Like, just go for it. Come on.
No, of course not. First of all, why Vogue.com even wants to get involved with Halloween candy as an article is beyond me. But, of course, they would recommend just take some beets and just, like, put it in your dehydrator, because everyone eats only raw food. And once it dehydrates at 150 degrees overnight, it's like candy. But
yeah, like candy, but it's a beet. They also say you can do that with figs and plums, by the way. So,
I mean,
you're going to be
this is
a
the
good
worst
time,
Halloween ever.
Because you know what
if
happens
I'm stopping
here,
at the Vogue house, if this is what Anna Wintour is giving out at her house, I'm skipping that address.
Because you know what beets do to your number one. And then the dates, I mean, essentially, and plums, those are prunes. That takes care of your number two. You're a mess after you go trick-or-treating at the
Vogue. You're a child who can propel his own way home. That's what you're saying.
All right. Could changes to the SEC rule take a bite out of your wallet? We'll find out next. Daniel Gallagher joins us. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 12 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Maybe you're not a numbers guy. Maybe you don't know the difference between pi r squared and pi r round. Doesn't matter. Proving only the Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker cargo van stacks up is a piece of cake. The Metris Worker has 57 cubic feet more cargo volume than the Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase. That's about the size of a New York City apartment these days. And if you want to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, you can carry three of them in the Metris Worker. With the Ford Transit Connect, the third gorilla walks. The Metris Worker has more capabilities than a Transit Connect, and with a $25,995 starting price, has a low cost of ownership. Ain't math grand? The Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker Cargo, starting at $25,995. See your local dealer or go to mbvans.com. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris Worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Comparison based on publicly available vehicle specifications for the 2016 Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out on vacation. We're hoping he's having fun. We're going to have to make contact in just a bit today to see how he's doing. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer Horn in and talking about your finances. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, that's the SEC, is considering changes to its longstanding corporate disclosure framework. Now, that's a lot of complicated terms all messed together in one sentence. Here to sort it all out for us is Daniel Gallagher. Daniel, welcome to On Air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. Take us through what this change means in really simple terms, because, you know, let's be honest, I'm a blonde. I need it broken out.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on this morning, guys, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you. And this is a big, big issue. You're right. It can get very complicated very quickly, but in very simple terms, there is a push, a major push by certain activist groups to change the standard by which companies present information to investors from one that we call materiality, and that standard is just simple. Whatever a reasonable investor would think they need to know when making an investment decision, that's material. Mm-hmm. They want to move away from that, and they want to force companies to disclose whatever the issue du jour is, whether it be the use of oil and gas leases, whether it be the potential for conflict minerals from the Congo being part of their manufacturing process. And it's really been a trend that's been in the works for several decades now, but it's sort of hitting a fevered pitch in the last couple years. And so it's something for investors to be worried about.
Who are these groups, Daniel, that are behind this? You mentioned this is a sort of a result of some rallying from these groups. Who are those groups that are trying to make these changes?
Yeah, there's a pretty broad spectrum. You get into some of the regular way environmental groups who have very specific environmental issues that they want to push the public companies, the oil and gas companies and mining companies, to disclose things that, quite frankly, would be sort of a naming and shaming type exercise. That their hope is ultimately, if forced to disclose these issues, the companies will turn away from those types of activities.
Sure.
And so it's a long game, for those sorts of groups. There are other groups like pension funds and other gadfly activists who are seeking, societal, religious, and other gains, to make policy changes in the country. But to get there, they're turning to the public company disclosure regime instead of the regular way American process of going through your elected officials and making changes politically.
Like the right way. All right. Now, Dan, you actually served. I can see where this is really frustrating, and you're doing a great job explaining it here. You're no slouch. You actually survived as commissioner of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. You still sound so lifelike, which is amazing, from 2011 to 2015. So you did your time there. What makes this really important for people listening? What is the most important thing for people to take away about this change that's coming?
I think it's hard for people to see the direct costs, but the expense and cost associated with public companies dealing with these types of initiatives, with the disclosure itself, right, the expanded disclosure documents that everyone gets in the mail, and unfortunately, as we've learned so often, they don't read, right? They're getting bigger and bigger and more confusing, right? Between plaintiffs' litigation that causes all sorts of protective disclosure to now these kind of idiosyncratic non-material disclosures like conflict mineral disclosure and oil and gas lease disclosure, the companies are paying a lot more to deal with it, whether hiring lawyers and petitioning the government and all sorts of things like that. And guess who pays that in the end?
The investors.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
They're transitive. Yeah.
Our last couple of seconds here, give us information on where we can find more information about this. And also, if it is about climate change here, which it seems a lot of this is, shouldn't we consider this as an important issue here? I mean, obviously, it hits us that's in our pocketbook. But for us to do some more research, where do we need to go, Dan?
Look, I think you could, I gave a speech when I was on the commission, so go to sec.gov, the speeches tab, and look for a speech I gave in 2014 about.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper. Like a skyscraper. As the smoke clears, I awaken and untangle you from me.
This is the voice of Demi Lovato. You may know her. She was a judge on The X Factor. Wasn't that the show that she judged on?
Yes. Yep.
And apparently love may be in the air for her. She was just out of a relationship, a pretty long relationship, 6 years with Wilmer Valderrama. So they broke up earlier this year. And what is a single starlet to do when they're single in Hollywood? That's to catch the digits of John Mayer, who is like the cad of the single starlet scene. Demi Lovato, 24 years old. She was spotted over the weekend hanging out at Catch LA with John Mayer.
You know of?
You know it's not. But she better be careful she doesn't catch anything else from John Mayer, because that dude's been around. But they arrived separately. Although once there, John had his arm around Demi, was whispering sweet nothings into her ear. She was into it, of course. She was giggling the whole time. They chatted for over an hour. And I guess he was gushing to her about having one of the greatest voices, which, to be fair, I don't think she gets enough credit. She does have a really, really beautiful voice.
Sometimes she starts singing, I'm like, oh, I forgot how great she is.
Of the pop princesses, she really does have a nice voice.
Yeah.
And I think she doesn't get the attention that some of the others do. So could this be a match? I don't know. What do you think, ladies? What do you think, Kara?
Kara loves John Mayer, so she's going to be like, go for it.
Do you love John Mayer, Kara?
I like John Mayer.
Would you date John Mayer?
Probably not.
Oh, really, though? Don't even lie. If he's got his arm around you whispering sweet nothings and saying that your voice is the best he's ever heard, please.
If he was telling me that my voice is the best he's ever heard, then I would know he's a liar.
I feel like anyone. anyone dating John Mayer is a cautionary tale at this point, right?
Can we run through the list of his exes? Because there have been a lot. I mean, he ruined Jessica Simpson for a while, made her dye her hair brown, right?
Yeah.
He was with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yep.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, right? Was also Mayer. Who else has he been with? Oh, Katy Perry, right?
Katy Perry on and off for a while.
Taylor Swift, yep. Yeah, she went through the John Mayer school. Who else? Who am I missing?
I feel like we're missing somebody else.
Gosh, there's a lot.
Oh, Alicia Keys. They had a moment.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a weird moment.
Well, apparently his love life coming back to haunt him again. Drake had a birthday party celebrating his 30th birthday at LA hotspot Delilah on Sunday. And the guests at the party included Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and John Mayer. You remember, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry do not get along.
Right.
John Mayer is the exes to both of them. The tension so thick that you could cut it with a knife, according to someone in the room. Katy Perry attended said that she and Taylor Swift completely avoided each other. They were on opposite sides of the room, didn't look at each other. Taylor came to the party with Karlie Kloss, who's one of her friends, and the Haim sisters, while Katy Perry entered through the back with a gang of her own friends, who apparently were inappropriately dressed for the formal affair. Katy and John chatted, but Taylor avoided both of them. Drake joined Taylor Swift in her booth after dinner. They were intimately flirting, talking closely, and laughing. The only person he spent more time with other than Taylor was his mom. So there you go. Jamie Foxx was there, grabbed the mic, asked John Mayer if he had his guitar to come up and sing a song. John Mayer did not sing. So that's kind of awkward.
This is a weird party.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift and Drake are friends? What?
And apparently like, flirting. Hello?
Yeah.
Nah,
that's a weird couple. I don't want to see them. Yeah.
I mean, Drake loves Rihanna, right?
Right.
Yeah. God, Hollywood is such an incestuous place.
It is.
Wasn't Rihanna there? I thought they loved each other.
Yeah. Huh. Too.
You need a scorecard to keep all this stuff straight. It's 28 past the hour on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I often talk about making time for your pet. Just the other day, I was driving down the street in my neighborhood, and I saw a woman walking two dogs, an older German Shepherd and a younger, what I call generic or mixed breed dog. While she was walking the dogs, one of the dogs was on the end of his leash walking in the street alongside of her. They were on a leash, and that's a good thing. However, the entire time I watched them, the woman paid absolutely no attention to the dogs. She was busy texting on her phone. You know, our dogs love us an awful lot. And very often they spend a lot of time by themselves. And I say this often, when you take your dog out for a walk, remember, it's not your walk, it's your dog's walk. They want to enjoy their walk, but at the same time, they want to spend some very, very special time with their human companion, that being you. So when you do take your dog for a walk, take their needs into consideration. Give them that walk that they want, but also spend a lot of attention talking to them and telling them how much you enjoy walking together. And it's a lot safer if you leave your phone at home. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount. Discount code RADIO to save 10% on any install.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Victoria, Dougie out on vacation. He'll be back next week. Still haven't gotten any pictures from that guy.
I know.
I'll text him later. I want to see London Town, man. All right, Kara Schillen at the controls. Victoria Keelan right there. And I am Jennifer Horn. Now, the World Series kicks off tonight. And this one's kind of a big one. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am a Dodger fan through and through. And it was bittersweet to see the Cubs beat the Dodgers. But both of these teams have not been in the World Series for so long. The Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. It's going to be a fun series. Now, if you remember, back to, I think must have been the late 80s, there was a movie called Major League. And in that movie, Charlie Sheen starred as the pitcher that they called Wild Thing. Well, apparently, Charlie Sheen was offered to take over his role as the Indians' big flamethrower, Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn, after fans of the film Major League pushed Cleveland to give him the ball. But the team won't be making any Wild Thing's heart sing. After all, at least for games 1 and 2, the Indians, who said last week that the slots had already been filled. Oh, Kara's so cute.
Oh, my God,
and
Kara.
It's Monday. The hometown honors. Now, really funny, a little behind me.
Kara, do you know why we're laughing?
Do you know why we're laughing? Play the wrong song again?
No. So this is a little like how we make sausage in the radio.
We'll pull back the curtain.
During the break, like, oh, we're going to do a story about Charlie Sheen's character, Wild Thing. And Victoria goes, can you play Wild Thing, you know, when we're doing this story, Kara? So she goes, sure, no problem. This is so cute. You might want to go back a little further in history.
What else comes up, Kara, in your system
this
when you pull
is,
up Wild
okay,
Thing?
Hey,
so here's the deal. Defense, you know why? It's because Jen sang the song.
What?
Before, you did the little
Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, that's a different song.
Yeah.
You did the
little. This is Tone Loc. Keep going.
Yeah.
I don't know who sings the original Wild Thing.
That's Senator Bobby.
No.
John Hyatt.
Maybe.
Frogs.
Frogs, maybe?
Just type in Wild Thing song from Major League. That'll help you. That's the millennial culture.
You know, and I was even going to ask because we had this problem before, but
the plight of a millennial.
That
all right, you keep
made
looking.
My day.
You keep looking because that was awesome. And really, to your credit, that song from Tone Loc is called Wild Thing. So it was funny and cute. Kenny Lofton, who is the real-life Willie Mays Hayes, will throw before Game 1 against the Cubs. And Carlos Begara, a three-time All-Star second baseman, will take the honors before Game 2. So they're going to bring back some local heroes to take the place of Charlie Sheen's character from Wild Thing. Do we have it yet?
There we go.
Did you find it?
Do we have it?
Nope.
Yeah, it's got a ton of cheering in the background.
Yes, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, it sounds like they're in a stadium. I don't know if this is the right one.
This is actually from the movie, which is great.
Well, that's the actual song doesn't have all of this.
It's such a great movie. Now, the honors to throw out the first pitch for Game 6 and 7 when they return to Cleveland, if they need to, by the way, are still unannounced. So maybe they might tap Charlie Sheen for those games. But, you know, it's kind of nice to pay tribute to some of the baseball greats that have graced the baseball arena in Cleveland. This movie, Kara, have you seen Major League?
I do not think that I have.
You need to put this on your list because this is actually such a funny movie. It's so great. And the cast of characters is huge. You'll look at a lot of people and recognize many of them. And I was just telling Victoria off air, the one that always blew my mind was the guy who was really into voodoo in Major League, the guy that had like the chickens hanging in his locker. That's President David Palmer from 24. Or if you didn't watch 24, the guy who does the Allstate commercials.
Which I never put that together. And I saw Major League once like a long time ago. I haven't seen it recently, but that is so funny that that's the same guy. Because I remember the voodoo guy. The character really stands out in my head. But now that you put that together, yeah. Oh my God, that's wild.
Now, also in the sports news department, this year's World Series, a monumental occasion, as we're guaranteed now to see two, or at least one of baseball's two longest championship droughts come to an end when the Chicago Cubs play the Cleveland Indians. Once again now, there's a movement online to recognize the gravity of the series by urging Fox to replace Joe Buck with a special play-by-play announcer to the broadcast booth. Now, I would love it to be Vin Scully, but that's not it. It's for Bob Uecker, who was synonymous with the Cleveland Indians franchise for such a long time. He played the announcer in the movie Major League.
And he's very funny. I remember him in that movie. Yeah.
But in real life, he is the longtime voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. And there's about 12,000 people who have signed the petition so far. And I think this would be kind of a cool thing. Look, Joe Buck, I'm not going to be mean, but let's be honest, he's a little boring.
I don't know who he is. Yeah, I mean, but it sounds like we're not missing much if he gets replaced.
Well, and he also is a younger guy. I mean, he's got some time ahead of him. But to put someone in like a Bob Uecker, like a Vin Scully, who maybe could, you know, brighten things up and bring more people to the story, especially because there's that tie between Bob Uecker and Cleveland Indians because of the movie Major League, I think it would be kind of a cool thing. So the petition's out and running now. We'll see if they get him, they get any traction as the series moves on, so that's kind of good. Now, also, basketball season starts, and we talked about this story for a little bit yesterday. NBA TV's Kristen Ledlow had to leave social media after she was carjacked in her red Corvette at gunpoint by three men who knew who she was, where she lived. They were waiting for her when she got home.
Oh, she was
robbed outside of her apartment in Atlanta on Saturday, and she told the NBA host said on Twitter and Instagram that the thieves stole her car. They stole her purse, her phone, her sense of security, of course. And she's announced that she's breaking from social media after the ordeal. Police did locate her Chevy Corvette in southwest Atlanta. We don't know exactly where the robbery took place, but online records suggest that she lives in the Piedmont Heights section of Atlanta where NBA TV is based. And this goes back to that a whole debate as to what and what type of content and what kind of location services you use on social media.
If she has a 2016 red Corvette, we bought a Chevy SUV this summer, and in the middle of the dealership was a 2016 red Chevy Corvette, and it's a beautiful car, but like the base price was $89,000 or 90 something thousand. So if you're driving that kind of car and you're a single female, wouldn't you feel a little bit like maybe this isn't the right car for me? I don't know. I would feel a little bit nervous driving that car and wondering, you know, am I going to get carjacked? Am I really safe doing this? Plus, I'm sure she posted it on social media because no one buys a 2016 red Corvette without posting a picture on Twitter, right? I mean,
you're right. Everybody posts their stuff. It's like
so they knew what car she was driving.
Right. All right. Finally, in sports news, this one we just have to mention briefly. What happens when you're on the sidelines of a football game and nature calls? Well, I guess NFL fans in Detroit got a glimpse of what exactly happened when they saw one of the coaches for the Redskins actually whip out his goodies and go potty in a Gatorade cup on the sideline during the game. Oh. He tried to sneak behind the trash can and relieve himself during the third quarter, but it happened in front of a bunch of Lions fans who saw the whole thing. And what happens when they see it? They take pictures. So the people there snapped pictures, and this kind of went on social media. I guess he's not in any trouble. There's no punishment other than
a little allowed.
I don't think it is, but what do you do if you're standing out there and you've just got to go? I mean,
I guess you go to the locker room,
but, you know, I talked to a broadcaster, my friend Bob Miller, who is the play-by-play person for the Los Angeles Kings, and many times the press box is actually up above the rink, like it's up in, like, the rafters.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you have to go, you're trapped up there, and I can't confirm or deny, but perhaps a Gatorade cup was used by Bob Miller at some point.
Yeah, he's the Redskins special teams coordinator, so that doesn't happen a whole lot. Like, I feel like he could, he wasn't the offensive coordinator. Like, he could have gone to the real bathroom, I think.
All right.
That's just my armchair quarterback.
That you think? Probably a better idea. In retrospect, I'm sure he wished he did. All right. TV News up next. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up. I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
In honor of the inaugural One Health Day, November 3rd, the American Veterinary Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics issued a statement outlining areas of collaboration that protect and enhance the health of people, animals, and the environment. AVMA President Dr. Tom Meyer of Vancouver, Washington, discusses how healthy lifestyles and preventive care enhance the physical and mental health of people and pets.
Exercise is something that we all need, whether we're two-legged or whether we're four-legged. We tend to see overweight pets as well as overweight people as they come into our clinic. And if we can encourage that owner to help exercise their pet so that it can have a longer life, then perhaps our client will also exercise and we could help them with their physical well-being, which also leads to their mental well-being.
Today's One Health Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org/onehealth to find out how your health is connected to animal health.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I...
Bruce's voice. It's time for the TV report, 47 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on a well-deserved vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, right there with the TV news, and it is at this time where we actually tell you what you need to set your DVR for, or what you need to watch tonight, all the biggest stuff that is trending right now on social media that will be airing tonight on TV. So what are the biggest... What are the biggest programs of the night, Victoria?
Well, it's a great night for sports. I mean, NBA basketball kicks off. The season opener is Knicks at Cavaliers. So Cleveland is pretty hot right now. The Knicks are not. So that'll be that's a good way to kick off the NBA season. There's a new Flash on the CW at 8 p.m. The Voice continues with the knockout rounds. That's also at 8 on NBC.
And then, of course,
it's Game 1 of the World Series.
Of course, you've got the World Series as well. Now, speaking of The Voice, I heard that they've actually gotten into the, and I'm so behind. I have all the shows
I'm
on
behind
my DVR,
too. Yep.
And I will watch them because I do love the show, but I heard that the advisors have now started, and it's actually Tim McGraw and Faith Hill who are advising this time around. I think that's kind of a fun thing. I mean, to have both of their expertise involved, I mean, has got to help both the female and the male vocalists equally, since they both know their respective challenges.
Yeah. I saw a bit of it last night, and they were. I thought they gave great advice. They're super cute together. They just have such a... I love them as a couple.
Yeah,
I think they're adorable.
Are they going on tour together? I feel like I saw a commercial for them. Yeah, that's great.
Yep. I think that's probably why they're on The Voice this year, because it's a good way to promote, you know, going on tour again.
Are you saying there's an ulterior motive going on? They're not just doing this on the good of their heart.
In TV, no way.
They do the Soul to Soul tour, and what's really cool, and, you know, that's how they met, actually. Tim and Faith met on tour years ago. She opened for him, and...
She was the opening act, right?
Right, she was the opening act, and they got together. And so, they try to stay home with their girls. They have three girls, and by going out on tour together, they do it kind of... You'll see, they'll do it around vacation times for their kids, And the concert I would love to see. I've seen them both together, but I haven't seen the Soul to Soul tour where they actually interweave their performance, which should be kind of fun.
Which is very cool, yeah. That's awesome. They're adorable.
Catch that on The Voice. And, of course, my favorite show tonight, This Is Us on NBC.
Love it.
I'm ready to go on that one. All right, let us know what you're watching tonight on Twitter at DJV Show or on Facebook /DJV Show. It's 50 past the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
On air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie on vacation, I'm Jennifer Horn, that's Victoria Keelan right over there, and it is this time every week when we visit with our buddy, Amy Newmark. She does chicken soup for the soul, and this week, Victoria, it's going to be kind of interesting because Halloween is less than a week away, as you can tell by our spooky thriller music, and you know, we spend a lot of time, we talk about our costumes, we talk about taking our kids trick-or-treating, we talk about what kind of...
Dehydrating beets.
What kind of candy to hand out? But we don't often think about the dog's view of Halloween. And so to check this out, Amy's going to join us to tell us about chicken soup for the soul. I can't believe my dog did that. Welcome to On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Amy Newmark. Tell us about a dog's view of Halloween. Is it trick or treat?
Well, these poor dogs think they're being tricked all night because all they hear all night is treat, treat, treat.
That's right. I didn't think of that.
And nobody even thinks about the poor dog who keeps perking up his ears and getting all excited, and then he sees treats walking out the door over and over again, the little princesses and monsters.
And not only that, but, I mean, it really, from a realistic point of view, and we'll actually have to talk to our pet expert, Warren Exton, about this, but, I mean, Halloween is kind of crazy for dogs. Not only, you're right, we hear the word treat all the time, but the doorbell constantly rings, so that kind of throws them off their game, and then you have people dressed like weirdos. I mean, it's got to be tough.
It's very strange for them, and some dogs are even afraid of children. One of my kids' dogs is terrified of children, so imagine children with masks. But then, here's the real horror of Halloween, and it's something you have to pay attention to right now. It's how poisonous chocolate is for dogs.
Right. And don't let the dogs get in the candy.
You know, there's
Looked it up.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I was just on a Pet MD on the internet, and they have a thing where you can look up your dog's weight and how much chocolate your dog ate to know whether you have to take the dog to the vet.
Wow.
Even a 100-pound dog can be killed by eating a 1-pound bag of chocolate chips.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
And a 20-pound dog can eat virtually nothing without being at risk of death.
Oh, wow. You know, one time I haven't had a dog myself. My dad has a dog, and a lot of times if he goes out of town, I will dog sit. And I remember one time my mom was dog sitting for my dad. They're not together anymore. They're split up. But she was dog sitting, and the dog got into Hershey Kisses that she had in her candy dish. And we panicked because, you know, obviously that's a lot of chocolate. Thankfully, there was probably maybe 20 or 25 in there, but the dog ate all of them, including a lot of the paper. Thankfully, the dog was fine, but the backyard sparkled.
Oh, my gosh.
Guess what? Those wrappers do come back again.
Yeah, milk chocolate isn't bad. I mean, it is bad for a small dog, but once you get to dark chocolate or semi-sweet chocolate chips or Baker's chocolate is unbelievably bad for even a large dog. So we do have a story in that same book about what somebody did when their dog got into the Halloween chocolate, and the dog had to go to a veterinary hospital and almost died.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, they have to pump the stomach right away. I mean, it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
And also, one of the other things that's really toxic for dogs is raisins. So if you have a chocolate-covered raisin, go right. I mean, if they eat one, go right to the vet.
Oh,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, raisins and grapes are highly toxic for dogs.
One of my grand dogs is a pug. You know, they weigh 20 pounds, and they'll eat 20 pounds of food if they can get it.
Yeah.
They can get it.
They're unbelievable. They're just eating machines.
Well, as editor of this of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, Amy Newmark, this book that we're talking about, I Can't Believe My Dog Did That, really has some crazy, funny, heartwarming stories about dogs. And who doesn't love our favorite little companion? So what kind of stuff can we find in this particular version of Chicken Soup for the Soul?
You can find a lot of stories about dogs doing crazy things to get food. I mean, we have a story about a dog that could open any refrigerator no matter how hard they tried to keep it locked up.
Wow.
I mean, most dogs will go crazy for food. I have a Shiba Inu as one of my grand dogs, and that dog barely eats anything. You know, you have to tempt him. But most dogs will go crazy, and they will eat a lot of stuff that's bad for them. And it's funny when you read the stories in the book. It's just not funny when it comes to certain foods like grapes, as you said, or chocolate.
Yeah.
Very, very funny stuff. Amy Newmark, you are the best. Check this. This particular chicken soup has piqued my interest. Chicken Soup for the Soul, I Can't Believe My Dog Did That. It's available now wherever books are sold. Amy Newmark, editor-in-chief and publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you next week. Visit chickensoup.com. It's 59 past the hour on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.